At this time, we will reconvene the select board meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Hillary, very much. Is that Tom doing?
Yes, definitely.
So I'd like to make a motion that we accept these road alterations for Town Highway Number 1 as written.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
So moved.
Surveyors won't do the end of their stint until it's all done and borders are more evident. And that will come up with the acreage or footage for the change in their property.
Road construction update.
I thought Matt Young was going to be here for this part.
He is, but I didn't tell him till 9:30 because I didn't know how long we were going to take down there. But I can call him and see where he's at.
So I can update you on FEMA in terms of how we go forward on the contract and what's reimbursable. So I'm talking to both the state and FEMA on Friday afternoon. We discussed the fact, because I've been telling them all up front through the week that we weren't certain we would get any bids. And so we can sole source this. And the fact that we put it out for bid and didn't receive any bids makes it a whole lot easier to justify it to FEMA. That should be any problem. I just have, you know, once we find somebody who would design it and somebody who will build it, and we have contracts going, you know, I put it in sole source. That shouldn't be an issue.
So does that change the process of how many people, how many bids, how many anything? In other words, can we go out and hire an engineer on our own without bids? Mm-hmm. But it would
yes,
not.
At this point, you can.
It couldn't exceed $250,000.
Well, it could go, well.
No, from our standpoint as a select board, being able to do something without two bids, from $250 down, we can do it.
Because of
our purchasing policy. Yeah. So that's all I'm trying to.
But I mean, technically, we've tried to bid it.
You've already bid it.
So now that.
And then it's up. I think you guys, I mean, whatever the policy, the town's purchase policy allows in that situation.
That's what it is. $250 above that is two bids or more.
Right. But.
But I don't know under these circumstances either.
If you bid it, you've got nobody, then. But FEMA will allow us to sole source it.
They will.
Yeah.
So we can find an individual that will do all the jobs individually, one job at a time,
yeah.
And as long as it's engineered.
You got to have that engineer.
Right.
Because it's got to pass all the state
side,
the backside, and they're the ones that are going to give us. Right. They're the ones going to free up the money.
And so, in your email was the requirement for H&H on the culvert on the Brook Road side of things.
Right, and I already talked to Logan, and Logan's put it out. So we'll get a.
But he said a few or several weeks.
Right. But at this point, nothing's happening there anytime soon.
Now, if we hire an engineer through the town to engineer all these projects separately, okay, FEMA will reimburse us for that engineer cost?
Right. I mean, administratively, in both the state and federal, it's like 7%.
Right.
Of our overall costs.
If we decide to go there.
Yeah, the administrative side. So that might be that would include the project manager too, but you know, when we're talking with 7% of $3 million.
What is our deadline for FEMA now? Do we get extensions down the road?
I will ask for the extensions when we get there. I mean, Kim last summer said, you know, wait until a couple months. You know, I've already told them that we're up against the construction season,
mm-hmm.
and it ends in November. And so when we get to the fall, and depending on where we are in work, then I'll ask for an extension
right.
at that time.
Because my thought is if we could get an engineer for the town to to engineer on, start on one project, engineer it and get it done.
Right.
And then who we decide to hire for that contract or to start that process.
Absolutely.
Move forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then go to project number two and start engineering that.
Yep.
That way we're doing this project and getting it done.
Yeah.
And we can reimburse that to FEMA as soon as it's done.
Yeah, after all inspections and everything else. You know,
right.
So, yeah.
Instead of, you know, that way the engineer doesn't have to hurry. He can just start and get one done.
Right.
And we can start that process.
Right.
So we can get approval and repayment on a project when complete as opposed to when all five projects are
right.
complete.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, we can, as we get them done, then
we can get the inspection.
Whoever does it has to, you know, if we're under $1,071,000, we're still in the what is categorized as small project for FEMA. Now, that's a big project for us.
Right. Right.
But for FEMA, that's a, you know, face it. I mean, you know, those are small projects compared to an I-40 down in the
right.
West Virginia or Virginia and Tennessee.
North Carolina.
Because I don't foresee us getting all these projects done this year.
No.
But I do foresee us, if we could get an engineer in there to start on a couple of them and get them done, we might be able to get at least two bridges done.
Right.
Two.
As we get the projects done, we get the paperwork.
Right.
And, you know, we've got to have all the data, you know, because they're going to be over two, they're easily over 250.
Yeah.
And only, you know, I don't know if this won't be a million, I don't think, but the one down there at the Ridge Road might be.
Right.
So anyway, we just, as we get that paperwork, you know, Leslie and I do the drill, get it submitted, you know, as long as they don't add any more hoops into it. Every time we turn around, they add another hoop, but we are moving forward, and state is watching how fast they're moving, so we're closer to getting our paperwork to formally submit it to the CRC. We'll get some questions back that we have to answer. And so, you know, hopefully by even the summer, early summer, we get some money back. That's
mm-hmm.
their goal. I mean, FEMA's telling me we want to get you some money.
That would be getting the money from the 10/11 storm first, yes?
No, I prioritize the big storm because there's so much money tied up in that. So the priority is the 850 mm-hmm. or 900,000 that we have, you know, I mean, we've categorized closer to 900,000 in Leslie's spreadsheet. So that money is what we prioritized because the other was only $73,000.
Oh.
I said, forget that.
Mm-hmm.
That's like chump change
mm-hmm.
at this point. It's not chump change in a normal year, but it's still.
But we're done with that.
Not yet. I just said, stop. Let's focus on.
Right, but all of our numbers are in place so that when we choose, you can proceed.
Right.
Right.
So the goal is to get this 900,000 in this summer before we run into the Washington Circus federal fiscal year, and then we can pay off our loan through the bond bank, and, you know, then we move on to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's, and as we get this money coming in, or the projects coming in, we capture the costs, then we start submitting them. Now, at this point, you know, I'm already seeing turnover among the FEMA reps, so we'll have a new FEMA rep in May who's handling the bigger projects. But I think we'll have all of these projects put in before she leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the state is riding herd on FEMA to get our projects done. So I think Leslie and I have put in the time. We've given them all the information. It's just like they come back and say, well, now we need you to do this. Okay, well.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we've done our part.
So we can either, from my standpoint, unless I'm looking at this wrong, find a firm that has their own engineer that can do these projects as an individual, or the town hires an engineer separately from everybody else, and we pay the engineer to start doing these projects one by one at his convenience, get one done as our main concern so we can get started.
You familiar with the Joey Wilson? It's Wilson Consulting Engineers was one of the people in the meeting.
No, I'm not. That'll be a question up to Matt.
Well, I'm just curious if I mean, engineers are going to be few and far between.
You talked a lot of that. Is that Horizon?
All I know is there's a listing of Joey Wilson, Wilson Consulting Engineers, blah, 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 listed under Josh Allaire of Boulder and whatever. I mean, only person listed there as an engineering person specifically.
Here he is now, I think. I think he was the one out of Morristown.
I have no address to it, but I just was curious if anybody knew him or whatever, whether, because, I mean, who do we contact for engineers that aren't already?
Well, the conversation, I talked to 12 engineering firms in December when we were working on that first design build, and there were many of them that wanted to just do the design piece.
Mm-hmm.
As I was telling Aaron earlier, they like to be able to measure something and calculate it out because they're kind of risk averse, as you and I talked about. They don't, you know, the construction side is where the risks start coming in.
Right.
So a lot of these companies, they've got engineers that they need to keep busy to pay rent. So I don't think you should have any problem finding
an engineer.
I'd start local. I mean, we've got a firm right in St. John.
Yeah, I'd really like to hire friggin' Nate Seacard.
Yeah, whoever.
And I know he's busy, but if we're not in such a yank to get all five done at once, that might be a benefit for us, as long as we can get prolonged from FEMA.
Yeah, at this point, we do what we need to do, however we need to do it, and I'll fight for the budget.
Yeah.
You guys just find somebody to get the work done.
Right.
They already know that we're short. I've raised that issue several times the last couple of months.
Mm-hmm. I figure somebody should send me a manual. Mm-hmm. I'll figure out how to use it.
Hi, Matt.
Morning.
Good morning.
I thought you guys were out touring, so that's why I wasn't.
We did.
So you're going to come in? Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Any other questions for me?
No. No. We're good. Thank you very much, Keith.
Yeah. All right.
Have a good day.
Yeah.
So we just had a conversation with Keith, Matt.
Yep.
And basically, as a town, we can hire an individual now.
Okay.
We just got to find an engineering firm.
Yep.
That can start. We don't want to proceed and do. If we find a firm that can engineer for work for the town and get one project engineered and done, then we can hire who we want as an individual or
the contractor remains site. Yep.
To start on that one project.
Okay.
And get start work.
Okay.
And then as the engineer progresses through time, you know, because everybody's busy.
Right.
According to him, we could still get reimbursed unless you guys see this different than me.
We'll get reimbursed when the project's done.
Correct. So if we get project one done, we can throw that in for a reimbursement. And then, you know, if the engineer's done with project two, then we'll do project two. So we're not going to get all these done this year.
Right. So you have to prioritize what you want to hit first.
Correct.
Right.
What's the most important? Okay. So I have a similar suggestion, and was that obviously the design, I got some debrief from some of the contractors and the engineers and, you know, what happened, what's your opinion, that kind of stuff. And some of the feedback I got, and this, I kind of got a sense of this during the bidding phase, was that the contractors here are not used to design build.
Mm-hmm.
They want a set of engineering drawings, and then they all bid it. And then the other comments I received from some of the contractors was that they didn't like the idea that it could be possibly all split up, because you got some bigger guys like Daniels who rather just do the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to take the risk. Well, we may get project one, but we may not get project four, five, and you know, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And on the engineering side, you know, my suggestion would be similar to the path that you guys are going towards, but what I would suggest is sending out an RFP just for the engineering services for all five projects. So you have costs up front, what's going to cost. And then you guys can prioritize which ones you want to lead off. Because really the chance of trying to do construction this year is going to be really tough.
Mm-hmm.
Because design alone is going to take between 4 to 6 months with permitting.
And if we wait for the RFP, it's going to be longer. Technically, we don't need the RFP, right? Because we've already bid it out. and didn't get any bids.
Right. If you don't.
So we could just hire an engineer.
You can just hire an engineer. And I mean, there's two or three out there that you could pick and choose from, you know, to do that. And then.
Or ask them if they.
Well, I don't like open-ended anything. That's why I like really getting bids from, you know, from maybe at least three sources and just pick those three and say, hey. And it's actually, you'll get a better coverage response because they'll know it's only going to be three. It's going to, it could be like VHB, Horizon, it could be, you know, Hoyle Tanner, any of those guys. Just pick those three and say, we're inviting you to provide bids. We're going to give you a really quick, short turnaround. You're already pre-qualified. We know who you guys are. But fill out this form. You know, at least you guys get a cost up front. What's going to cost to do that? Now, I won't charge you to do that if you want me to do that, because I want to see this through with you guys. I have one more invoice installment that's left. And I would just say, just pay me for that. I'll finish up the RFP to get, so you guys get design services. And then if you decide to use me the next phase, which is to manage the designers, that's your prerogative. And if you decide to use me to manage the bidding process, that's your prerogative. Or, you know, overseeing the construction, that's your prerogative too. But I'll include that within what I'm under contract now. So I won't charge you for that. So I'm going to have to take advantage of that. You know what I'm saying? I talked to Horizons, and I said, well, how long would it take for you guys to submit a cost back to us? And he says, usually about three to 4 weeks. But I think I can squeeze these guys down to maybe 2 weeks. Because I can have a phone call conversation with each one. He says, I just want you to fill out this form. You know, and then we'll have descriptions in there. But what you guys need to do is you need to pick one design approach. That's another thing that these guys didn't like, is like the contractors, there's too many.
Right.
And there's too much work for them. You got to pick one design approach and go from there and be committed to that.
Well, I don't mind those culverts that are being put in by the seller, but that's me. I think that's the design approach we need to. We already know we can't get cement for another year.
Can't afford a bridge.
Nope. That'll take way too long.
Right.
Your design costs would be way out of
yeah. line. Right.
Let's get over designed.
I mean, our main concern here is, I mean, to get these roads back together so people can get from point A to point B.
Yes.
And be done.
Yeah.
Now, Matt, I'm sorry, I just. You said Horizons Engineering?
Horizons Engineering was one of them. He actually initially teamed up with Daniels, but then Daniels bowed out because Daniels says that, you know, they were afraid that you guys would break it up too many different pieces. And because they're a big outfit. They're ready to get all of it. They're ready to do all of it. And plus, Daniels is not like design build. They're not used to it.
Right.
They're used to the design bid build route.
Correct.
All of these guys are. And that's how the...
Everybody wants to look at the blueprint and know what they're looking
that's
at.
That's how V-Trans has trained them.
You know, no, I know.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is Horizons or Daniels or whatever an engineering firm that would do the engineering and that's the end of it? Or, I mean, they would give us the designs?
They would give you the design. But here's what I would suggest. I would suggest inviting Horizons, VHB, and either Hoyle Tanner or McFarland Johnson, one of those other firms, and just invite three. And say, you three have been invited to give us a proposal. And then if you say yes, you need to commit, because we expect, otherwise we got to invite somebody else. And I can have those conversations with those three so they commit. But then I'm also going to say, you need to submit a proposal within 2 weeks. If you can't do that, then we'll go find somebody else. But you're my first call. You know, first refusal. But we gotta get guys on board and get going as soon as possible. But within that proposal, I like to see proposals from them. What's going to cost to design it, to permit it, and also the schedule duration, because that's going to help you decide which projects are going to be priority. Which one can we fit in this year, or which one we're going to have to wait till next year.
Right.
But regardless, guys, let's say you can only do one project this year, go ahead and get it designed, bid the rest of it out this fall.
Exactly, get it done.
Get it done, bid it out this fall, mm-hmm. then you've got, you're ready to tee up.
Exactly.
And you're getting a lot more interest from the contractors because they're looking at their backlog
right.
for 26.
Right.
That's my suggestion.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
It does.
Because you know, any feel of like, those engineers.
I feel like
they're pretty good size outfits.
Once it's designed and done, we're done with it. Then we can just pick and choose from there.
Yes. Then you can. Well, it gives you kind of time. Let's say you decide, okay, we'll get project one in the ground this year, mm-hmm. and then you'll get projects 2 through 5 bid it out. At least you'll know what the cost is.
Mm-hmm.
Then you guys can start planning for next year during your mm-hmm. budgeting and fiscal and whatever that is.
Right.
Because that's the biggest unknown. You don't know how much these things are going to cost.
Right.
And if you go with the aluminum cover route, mm-hmm. it's more predictable and more consistent.
Right. If
you go the concrete route, anything concrete, it's... I have a friend that over at Weed. He actually just started. He's our operations now, the new operations manager over at Weed Precast. And I was telling him, I said, this is what I'm hearing from all the contractors. All the precast is like a year out.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that they actually do stock. They also have those huge plastic culverts. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys like those or not. But that's...
Never even heard of them.
Yeah, they're black ones. You know, the mm-hmm. big black ones?
Smooth on the inside.
Yeah.
I mean, like...
Just a culvert.
Ribbed like a culvert?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. They stock those, you know, down in Randolph.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a plant in Maine. And they're starting to look at...
But plastic culverts, they probably don't come with headers and all that.
No.
You'd have to modify them.
Yeah, I'd rather... That's why I want to go the other
way. Do rip wrap or whatever, yeah. Yeah.
Because if you got... Without a header system on those, the water is too easy to get behind.
Well, it's engineered to work together.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want.
Exactly.
They're kit apart, and they're engineered together.
Right.
So you don't want to start pointing fingers.
Right.
There's a failure somewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
but I can also find out if they do have a system like that. But anyway, I think there's choices out there.
Mm-hmm.
But the key thing is once you have the engineering firm on board, we can start hashing out additional other options.
Right.
You know.
Right.
For the means and methods.
So as I see it, if I understand correctly, A, we need to prioritize what we want done. I mean, obviously, first thing, engineers, but prioritize to what we want done. But are we then going to say what we want done? In other words, we want aluminum culverts?
I don't think we give them... a whole list of stuff and say, okay,
right.
bid it all for us. We need to tell them we want aluminum culvert,
right.
we want a rubber culvert,
right. yeah.
we want a cement culvert, we want a bridge.
Right.
One thing.
Yeah.
We can't, we just offered them to give us a design and build whatever they thought
they
that
had
was too
options,
much work.
And they
right.
didn't want, no.
But no one, to my knowledge, no one said the end of Ridge Road can be handled by an aluminum culvert. No one has said that.
That's not up to us to decide. That's up to the engineer to decide.
Right. So you're going to ask the engineer what the...
If that culvert meets that H&H test, in my mind, for
put
an opening...
Put in aluminum culvert.
For an opening, whatever they design, if that aluminum culvert fits that H&H test...
That's our first choice.
It's
aluminum culvert.
They're stamping the drawings. So, you know, you're all the risk is on them and the liability.
Right.
So they're stamping the drawings, so they're staying... It meets all the hydraulic requirements.
Right.
Yada, yada, yada. Loading.
Our first choice is to have them design an aluminum culvert for mm-hmm. us. If it can't be done, then they will
yeah.
come back with another plan.
Right.
But that is our first choice. Or we tell them, put in a bridge.
Right.
Yeah.
And
well, we
then they know we want a bridge.
It's rain for 30 years.
Right.
May get it next month.
That's right.
I don't know.
That's right.
Nobody knows.
You got July coming. It happens always in July, seems like, right?
I mean, regardless of whatever you put in there,
yeah.
good luck with 8 inches of rain in 4 hours.
Right, I know.
I don't care.
Right, right. Yeah, nothing.
So.
Yeah, that's the act of God.
Pretty much.
But so say we ask for a specific design. if it can be done.
Yeah.
And they will know that.
From my perspective, I had in my contract, I was going to spend at least probably 2 weeks to do the bid analysis. Obviously, there was no bid analysis to do. So I have no problem switching now here and say, I'll help you guys get the RFQ out for the RP out for design services. We call it engineering services. Mm-hmm. And then I will help do the bid analysis of those and then present it all to you guys, the results, and you guys decide which direction you want to go from there.
I think that's the way to go. Myself.
I certainly don't know enough engineers to have anything to do with it first.
Yeah.
You know, from my standpoint, I mean,
that's right. My job. I'll present to you the qualified engineers. But you guys have a preference. You let me know. I mean, if you want to say,
we have an in-town engineer here, which is I don't know what they call it now. It's Nate Seacard, which is Tim Ruggles is Ruggles Engineering. I don't know if it's still Ruggles Engineering or not.
Somebody bought somebody.
Nate Seacard
bought Ruggles. Ruggles.
But he's pretty busy.
Yeah.
And you can try him. Absolutely, yeah. Try him.
I know those guys.
You know, I'd like to work local if we can, but if he's too busy, he's too busy.
Yeah.
And the sooner we know that, the better to move on to somebody else.
Yeah. Because I can get it out by Friday. I can get the RP out by Friday. That means I'll call people today. That's the beauty of working with a one-man show.
For sure.
Are we in a position, or do we wish to, as of this meeting, prioritize the five jobs?
No. I don't want to prioritize them until I get some prices.
Wait till you get prices and duration.
Right.
You need to know how long it's going to take. Because if one engineer says it's going to take him 6 months to design project one versus project five, could be like done in 2 months. You're gonna need to kind of pick and choose. And what do you want to try to get accomplished this year? Because they're gonna concentrate on getting that out the door for you right away, and then they'll work on the other projects this year.
So in other words, all the information that you have, what the projects are, this and that, and the studies and blah blah blah, go to the engineers with you in the process.
Yes.
And they come back with how that works.
Yes, but you just need to tell me so that I can put in writing, hey, the town prefers to look at aluminum culverts, box culverts, whatever. You tell me, and I'll put that language in the RFP.
I would go with aluminum culverts with the same thing Casella's putting in their road right now.
Yeah.
Because we already know we can't get a box culvert for over a year.
Right.
So we're not going that route.
Right. And it's getting more expensive.
Exactly. And we don't have that budget.
And if it has to be a bridge, they will tell us that.
They will tell us. The engineer will tell us.
Yeah. Because those things, like those, you know, I went on the website, Contact, you know, and it's amazing what those guys can do. Some of them are bridges. They don't call them bridges.
Right.
But it's amazing what they can do with those things. Mm. Some of those spans are incredible.
They are.
It's a lot more than what you guys need. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and they call that the horizontal ellipse.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what you want is a horizontal ellipse.
Right.
There you go.
Because they figured out how to engineer that structurally.
Oh, is that the idea of the oval?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It slows the water down, and it just, it's...
Yeah. And it's how they bend or form the weaving to get the structural integrity. Mm-hmm. And then how they're all snapped, you know, bolted together. It's ingenuity. I mean, it's pretty incredible.
And the way they're placed in there, they're not just going to lift up and leave.
Right.
I'll tell you that, because they're all cemented in.
Yeah.
So it ain't like just placing a culvert in there and compacting around the culvert and wishing for the best it stays.
No, they got foundation.
They're
anchored in.
But it didn't take them that long to put that in.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's quick.
Yeah.
And they had... The people that made the culvert actually put them together, they weren't even doing.
I don't know if must be Casella has an in-house engineering.
Did you get a chance to talk to the town?
I did not.
Manager, okay.
He doesn't really. Justin, you mean?
Yeah.
I did not.
Okay.
I don't know if Casella's got an in-house engineer.
They have to have.
They do.
Yeah. They just go up through and they just do as they, you know, with their engineer. And as long as they meet specs, they get paid.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So I can understand why they're doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because they don't have this expense of us right now looking for an engineer.
Yeah.
They got their own house dude doing it.
They do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's another option that we want to talk with him or not. Or
he's expensive.
I know.
He's expensive.
But they're in town.
I know.
They're on that road.
But he's a big boy.
They're on that road.
Yeah.
Who are you talking about?
Casella.
Oh, Casella.
Depends on what you want to prioritize. Which project do you want to prioritize?
Well, right now, they're on that road. I mean, I'm speaking for myself. I'd like to get that road opened over there on by the bridge by the Brook Road.
Me too.
Because, I mean, if we don't get that open before winter, we're back to the plowing situation again.
Mm-hmm. No, and we still have to go out the other way this year.
Yeah, but we got to hire a plower to plow that.
We still have to maintain
our right. little section.
And we need to get, I believe, unless we not decide to do that Brook Road, we need to bring that back up to course so people can travel that road.
Well, that has to be brought to Class 3 just as much as Ridge Road has to be brought to Class 2.
Right, but I'm stating if we don't get that bridge done, if we do not get that.
No, I thought it was Class 2. No?
Ridge Road is our only Class 2.
That's what I just said.
Right. If we don't get that bridge done this year, we have to bring that road back up to par before winter. Because that's how people are going to get in and out of there.
Are you talking about Project 1, which goes over Mountain Brook, Big Culvert?
Yeah, the culvert.
Culvert number 4.
Yeah, we have 4 culverts on there, and then 1 big culvert.
Oh, the bridge road. Yeah, Brook Road has 4 culverts on it. Yeah.
Brook Road, yes.
And that's 2 different things
that's
to talk about.
That's separate from. Brook Road is separate, and that now stuck for an H&H study on the bottom culvert.
Okay.
They have FEMA and the state highway people have said there now has to be an H&H study done on the very last culvert on there, which is the biggest one.
Okay.
Before anybody can start, and we've been already told that that's going to be a few weeks away.
Okay.
So that is going to be down the.
It would put the flow of traffic with that bridge, at least that first bridge being done over there that way.
Yes,
that's coming this way.
That's a priority.
But we can decide that when the engineering comes, I think.
Yeah, and we don't need to do anything else. He's still under. Contract us for services and just modify the.
I'll send the RFP. I'll prepare it, get it marketed, and then I'll do the analysis, receive it. You know, take care of any RFI questions that they may have, and then if there's any addendums, I'll issue that out too.
So you think that firm is going to cost this town way too much money to have their own engineer?
Casella?
Yeah.
I just know big boys. I mean, they have big overhead.
Right.
They know how to play the game.
Right.
Obviously it's your call, but it's just.
No, I'm just asking.
If it was my pocketbook, I'm doing.
I don't know what this engineering is going to cost a town for an engineering firm to come in here, but we're going to about to find out.
Yeah. Well, you mean hiring Casella just to do the engineering?
No, to do the engineering and because they have their in-house engineer.
Yeah.
And they were on that road, but that's fine.
The only way I would do that with them is they actually give you a price up front.
Exactly.
That's
I want to know what this is going to cost to get this in.
That's
here
the only way I would do it with them. Otherwise, I would not approach them with an open check.
Yeah, we can't do that anyway.
No. That's what Lyndon's done.
Yeah.
We can't do that
anyway. Yeah, I do too. Well, he sent them a bill rate. Here's my rates for all the equipment and operators and material and.
We'll go fix it.
Which I don't understand because Lyndon had to bid that out. They had to have H&H studies. They had
you would
to
think
bid
so.
Out the process.
There's
so
something there that we
did
don't
that
know.
When all happen? Because they were like, boom.
Absolutely. There's something that we don't know.
Yeah.
Again, we're talking about Casella.
Yes. Mm-hmm. About the fact that they put in all kinds of temporary culverts and everything else. Now they're building the aluminum one and they're tearing the other ones out. And that's not going to get paid back by anybody.
Yeah.
So that means Lyndon's on the hook for that.
Something may have happened behind closed doors we don't even know about, so who knows.
Yeah.
So do we want to go ahead and get some pricing on some engineering firms?
We need to.
We need to.
Yep. That's what we're going to do.
right, I'll get that out by Friday.
Do we need to move it, or can we just changing our...
Oh, may as well vote it just in case. I don't know.
All right, make a motion that we have Matt Young contact some engineering firms for the town of Kirby and get us some prices on our projects.
Seconded it.
All in favor.
All right.
So moved.
And at no additional cost to the to you guys.
Okay.
That's important.
Thank you.
What do you think, not you guys not knowing engineering costs, what would be your priority? So that I kind of have back in my mind.
Priority as far as what?
Yeah. Which project would you prioritize? Let's say, hey, this is the first one we want. We like to get done. This would be the second one. Let's say based on
funding.
I'd
like to prioritize that. This is my opinion. The bridge way over.
Okay.
Bridge at the end of Ridge Road.
That's called Project One, right? The bridge. That's called Culvert Number Four over Mountain Brook.
Yes.
The one over Mountain Brook.
Right? Yes.
The one that's
Project
out right
One.
Now.
Correct.
The one that's keeping her from getting here quicker.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, okay.
So Project One. And
Project
then,
Two for me would be this bridge down here.
Okay, on...
Right at the same
okay.
Town
Hall Road. Okay. All right.
Why would you prioritize the bridge over the bank? It's sliding.
What bank?
The road itself.
The one that we're altering, that we just altered in that hearing.
The one we just looked
at. At the top of the
sandpit. Why would I do what now?
Why would you prioritize? Why do you want to prioritize that little one-lane bridge over the doing the road, moving the road over and stop
because
that bank from washing down?
Because I'm going to hit one of those cement abutments right there that we got lined up there and get us in a whole lot of trouble.
And I think John has said that tends to wash too, right?
It does.
Yeah.
And he's freaking around on that goddamn road, putting the sand in that truck. He has no room there as it is with that one-lane thing going on. So I'd rather get these two bridges done first.
So that'd be Culvert Number 6, Project Number 2. That's Barnes Brook going over Brownsville,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
Which is on town.
Then we can get our guardrails back in on this corner once that bridge is done, and we ain't gonna worry about any of that.
Okay.
Then Project 3 needs to be that road.
So that would be Project
Which
5,
one?
Ridge Road.
Ridge Road, what we just looked at.
The widening of that up, right?
You want to do that before you do the Brook Road?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so we're going to have to haul some gravel in that Brook Road regardless before winter.
I'm just voicing my opinion on what my preferences were.
I know what your preferences are.
This is going to slide down the hill with already more pavement.
It hasn't yet, but right now we're in a circumstance with Logan over here on a Class 3 road, which we're reliable for the people to get in and out unless we take that road and put it into a trail or whatever.
You can travel it.
It's
right
passable
now.
For now.
Trail.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just stating at some point we're going to have to upgrade that road at the bottom where I did the ditching. So it can get through mud season and through winter and be done. We don't have to do the whole road, but at least put some material in there so it's going to pass the damn people can get through.
Right.
Road fabric down and some material.
But I don't think that requires a hell of a lot of engineering compared to what this one does. Therefore, it should be prioritized before that one.
Why do we need the Brook Road?
The Brook Road? Well, I thought Logan said that's our responsibility.
Well, it is. It is once we get into construction, we'll have to bring it back up to Class 3. We don't have to do that first. I mean...
We're doing it third.
But nobody has to get in and out of there.
Okay, fine.
Stalers and them, Hunter can go the other way. There's nobody
else on
that
road. As long as the road holds up.
Well, they should be done. And I would think they put them culverts in down there. That's... for them to go out Lindenville way.
They're almost done that completely, I believe. But
I hope not.
Still beat up.
I understand what you're saying. Worse, Brook Road's got to come back to Class 3.
It's still very rough.
But
until we put
a construction crew in there,
mm-hmm.
It's not. We just can't bring it back to Class 3. I mean, I don't.
Cement barriers up one
that job here is probably going to cost quite a bit of money.
The road.
I think, but we'll see. So I guess we'll go with the two bridges, and that road right there will be
that
number
be
three.
Okay. All right.
And
what about
Brook Road 4 and the bridge by Mike's place is whenever?
Okay, is that box cover 15, Sheldon Brook?
Yep.
Going over Sheldon Brook on North Kirby Road? Okay, because that'd be,
That would be our preference.
Okay.
And depending on the time frame that we get back from the engineering company, we may do something different first, because we may not start till August.
Yeah.
And we may end up doing that bridge first and get it done.
Yeah. Right. No, I just kind of want to get
if
you guys...
If we don't have time to do these.
Yeah. No, I just kind of want to get a general consensus of where you guys' priorities are.
Really, from an engineering standpoint, if they're already trying to figure out the little culvert or bridge thing here...
Then they ain't going to do it.
They're 100 feet from the next project. So I don't see why that couldn't just flow right into that.
Right.
Between finding a company that's not busy and a time frame, we're limited a little bit. But
you might have one individual contractor that wants to grab that, and that's his job for the summer.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
and he'd be in here June.
Exactly.
And so that would be first, then you're right.
Okay.
Plus a couple months to get the
aluminum
thing built.
If they're right there, and you could jump on the Brook Road, and maybe...
Well, the only thing I'm thinking on the Brook Road was with the gravel, because if we, and I'm sure it may be dry enough now, but I don't know what that's going to act like when you start pounding trucks over that to do that bridge on. I don't want to come up that East Burke Hill with trucks.
Oh yeah.
Because that's going to cost us a big amount of money. If they can turn by John O'Hino's on 114 and come right up that road to do that bridge with all their material, it's going to save a lot less time than going all the way around and trying to come up that hill. Mm-hmm. So we may just want to put some material in
there. Well, that would be, which would serve the purpose on the next step down anyway.
Right.
Right.
You know, that way there, we're good there, and save us a lot of money.
If it doesn't get done before winter, then we know we have to do something to keep it open. But like Keith says, we don't even necessarily, in the long term of things, even...
But now that the town of Linden's getting their end done, that's going to save us some time on this bridge on this side, because they can come right up that road.
They can come right up through there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Big time.
Yep.
Dubois and King. That's at the front.
Yes.
Another firm I was thinking about.
That was the one I was.
I can call them too.
In my mind.
You want me to call them?
Call whoever you need to call.
Okay.
I would.
I was like, I know they're in Randolph, but you can't. I was thinking Kingsbury, but it's not Kingsbury. Kingsbury's another site contractor. Yeah, okay.
That is a construction company, that Kingsbury. I've seen them down a few times.
Yeah. They do a lot more wastewater type stuff.
Yeah, I see that. I had a good conversation with a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have one of these, or does it serve any purpose for you? That's just the surveyors surveying this road and the change to the road.
Okay.
And, you know, shows kind of the idea of what's what. It's just an extra copy I have. So
okay, I'll take that. Did you guys come up with any new changes based on today's meeting?
No. We're 100% set with the landowner.
Okay.
And
so the right of way is all taken care of the landowner?
It can't be finalized to a quick claim deed until it's sort of done, but she signed off on it today.
Okay,
that's good to go.
Okay, all right.
You know what I mean?
All right, I'll get started. I'll keep, again, still maintain Mike as my main contact.
Yep, that's fine.
All right, I'll keep you posted.
Okay.
This week, so we'll get it out by Friday.
Just don't text me.
Phone is best?
No. Text me. Don't email me.
You want text, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You seem to respond quickly with my
text.
Yeah. But he doesn't answer the phone.
My damn email. Some of
I know you haven't been answering your phone lately.
My email goes into this spam.
He leaves it full.
And sometimes I don't get it unless I go into the spam thing.
Yep. So you got to look at two folders.
And it's like, Jesus, I'm trying to work.
Oh, before I leave, can I look at your skid steer?
Yes.
Where is it?
Which way do you go home?
Well, I usually go back to east.
Do you go down 93,
then to 91.
Yeah, see, because they moved it yesterday for me in Barnett.
Well, I'm going past Barnett. You're in Barnett right now?
That's where the machine is now.
Oh, it is. No, I go past right by Barnett on 91.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
South.
Yeah, go south on 91.
Yeah.
So is there someone I should look or give me a... Want to email me the address?
That's what I'm going to work on.
Okay.
That's it for us.
Thank you.
Oh, bond bank stuff.
Bond bank info.
So.
We're all set, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
We, of course, got approved for the second round of the MCRF funding. I think it was like the exact same amount as last time. It was $865. And. He sent the paperwork, which we all signed, and I sent it back to Eli Emerson. And Ken asked if we were going to be taking the money all at once up front, or if we were going to submit invoices as we got them. And he...
Now, didn't you... No, I'm sorry, go ahead.
The paperwork that I got from him stated that they need paid invoices to give us the money.
And right.
So I emailed them and I said, I don't know what you expect us to do. Like, we needed this loan because we don't have the money for the construction. And if we have to submit paid invoices, it defeats the whole purpose. So Ken came back to me with two different, two different scenarios. First, he said they might be able to help us navigate the cash flow pressure. One way is by pointing out if there's any FEMA reimbursable flood recovery work you've paid for that wasn't already reimbursed, they could presumably reimburse. We can't do that.
Correct.
We've already.
We don't have any.
Yeah.
Yep.
Another is by adding that we may be able to get flexible with the policy of funding requisition requests on a reimbursement basis and consider funding on an advance basis, which is what we would need. In other words, when you get invoices this summer, if you send us requisition requests asking for advances so you'll have funds on hand to pay them, we'll consider. My thing is, when I get an invoice, I need to be able to pay it, or the contractor is going to be like, where's my money? And if we're, you know, having to submit requisition requests, and everything takes time, right? So... And he said that our June payment on the first loan will be $2,078, which I thought was totally acceptable. So then he sent back another idea over the weekend and said, one more thing to consider, you could probably use this loan to pay down the MCRF, the first loan. And then that would enable this loan to be scheduled on a long-term basis.
That makes sense.
Which makes more sense to me.
Yes.
So I feel like we should probably use this new loan to pay off the old loan, because then we won't have to worry about coming up with that money in December or redoing that loan.
We had 800 and something out on the first one, right?
Yeah, it's like 830,500
right.
or something.
But so.
So this is 865,000. So we would pay it off, and then we'd pretty much be done.
So then we pay that off. What are we working with? After that,
I was going to say, I think we'll have to do another credit line, because if we don't know what these engineers are going to cost and we don't know what the construction is going to cost because we don't have anything up front,
right?
I think we need to do another credit line. Like, but I've been in contact with Heather and she won't really say like what they would lend us. She wants to know what we need. And
right.
So she was waiting for bids, and we were all waiting for bids, and there were no bids.
Mm-hmm.
So I still don't have a number for her. So I think that you guys probably need to come up with an amount.
It's going to take almost all the bond bank money to pay off the first note.
Yes, yeah. So
and the bond bank is still the cheapest interest rate for anything.
Yeah.
So then we don't have any money to operate with,
right,
other
right.
than our own stuff, which isn't
going to
pay any
of those
bills.
So we'll end up going back to like Pesumsic Bank or wherever and saying we need however many millions, and we'll have that big monthly payment until they're reimbursed.
Is there any point in finding somebody besides that's Pesumsic? Yes?
I mean, I think they're all going to be pretty even with interest rates. They might be, you know, 5.03 as opposed to 5.2 or something.
So if we went with one individual like we talked about and he started with project one and gave us a price, we would kind of know what that would take to get that one done.
Which we could get reimbursed for,
right?
Sort of.
hopefully.
Right, but still a line of credit is still the easiest way to do that,
right.
Because yep. A loan with a local bank takes a month to set up.
Right.
And
yeah.
Do that 8 times.
Right. But I wouldn't borrow any money yet until we figure out some stuff, I think. Right? No? Yeah?
Well, the idea is the original, the second loan, the age 65 stuff, they came up with more.
Mm-hmm, a little more.
Well, they came up with more ways of how you can, you know, originally you give us an invoice and we give you money. And so that's not the easiest way for us to work. So when you were out there, she was going over some other options that they gave us, which still comes down, the only thing that really makes much sense is take the 865 and pay off the 835. Now we don't have any money per se, but we still have the payments at the cheapest interest rate that we can get.
And
then we have to get the line of credit like we did in the first place.
Right.
And then it's a matter of where is.
What about that other bond thing we looked at for 865?
That's it.
That's it, right?
We'll take that one pay off first.
Without paid invoices to get the money, the only way we can use it is to pay off our previous loan.
So we pay off that one. We don't have to come up with a payment in December.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we took a line of credit, we're not actually taking the money out of the bank.
We just leave it there until we.
So, I mean, we.
I agree.
What do we. We don't pay anything on the line of credit until we use it, right?
Correct.
So if we just, if we ask for a $2 million line of credit, more than enough to get started.
Sure.
At least it could be sitting there and ready.
And it could be, and we would know, I mean, we apply for it now,
right.
Then we got it, maybe.
But or they give
essentially,
us,
or they give us a
will
number.
Give us.
Right,
yep.
Or they
yep.
give us a number.
Yep.
And the money can, at least we can get it approved so that if we did need it, we
yep.
would have it there.
Right. And right. more than the $1 million that we started out
right.
in the first place that we burnt up almost right away. Yeah, I like that.
So I would say let's at least apply for a $2 million line of credit and see what they say.
Mm-hmm. Does that require that we move
Yes.
But it doesn't require that we move taking one loan to pay the other loan. We don't have to move anything. We already got the money.
We've already signed the paperwork to take the loan.
So
and, I mean, if we're using it to pay off, it's it's a good thing, not a bad
So we just need a motion to arrange locally for a $2 million line of
yes.
credit. Right?
$2 million?
I so move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We'll see what happens.
Pretty much. We still have something to play with if we get a contractor.
Well, you know, we may have an engineering firm in 3 weeks.
Yeah, I hope we do.
So,
we got to pay them.
Can you do any other sports, Mike?
I can. I'm on the board. I don't even work for the town.
I'm just asking you beyond all of that. Can your firm...
I can
firm...
read blueprints. Basically, that's what anybody else is going to do. Dude.
I just was asking whether it's... I mean, you did the work for us on the lower end of Brook Road before. We didn't catch holy hell for that.
It's not hard. I mean, you get a blueprint and put it in and...
Hmm.
And it's not hard.
A German...
Yep. Next select board meeting scheduled for May 5th, 6 p.m. That's Monday. Make a motion to adjourn.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So moved.